Thank you. You doing all right?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, day after day, Sun loaded up her pickup truck, headed for the hills with about 20 bales of hay. And at night, she'd come back with no hay. She'd drop in on her dad, see how the painting was coming. His paintings were so deep and psychedelic looking, she loved them. You could look at a painting when he was working at it and not see anything at all. You just look at just a bunch of lines going everywhere. Everyone was different, but they were kind of all the same, too. But if you looked at it long enough, you could see members of the family talking to each other and lovers quarreling, honeymooners, hitchhikers, some soldiers in there, sunshine, beaches, all in one painting. You just had to just keep looking at it. Of course, he could never sell any of these paintings. He took them in, I guess people just didn't have enough time to look at them or something. One night, when Earl was out of his studio, the devil showed up and cleaned his glasses, took his glasses off the easel and blew hot air on him and then wiped him off with his red coat. And he just cleaned, they were the cleanest spectacles in the world after he was finished with them, because he's very meticulous. He doesn't mess around. He had his patent leather red shoes on and his red jacket, his Panama hat with a red hat band, standing there with Earl's glasses. And they wiped him on the jacket a little bit. Put him down there. They were like glistening, they were like silver, and even the glass looked like crystal. Everything was way bright. And then he just kind of backed out and disappeared through the wall. A couple hours later, Earl came in, started painting, had his glasses on. Painted this picture of this guy with a red jacket and red shoes and a Panama hat. He was holding a sign that said Alaska and looking right at Earl. He had his thumb out like he was hitchhiking. Well, Earl painted it. Didn't know where it came from. Sun showed up. She looked at it. And she felt very uneasy looking at this picture, and she was shaking her head. She didn't know what to say to her dad, and she didn't like this painting at all. So she didn't say anything. She just kind of had a non-look on her face. So not really a smile, but she was a little uncomfortable. But Earl was excited. He decided to take the painting down to the L Gallery and show Lenore. Now, the last time he'd been down there, she'd given him back his other paintings and told him not to bring any more in. And that was the story of Earl's life. So, you gotta love him, though, because he didn't care. He just went back with another painting and tried again. He believed in himself. And when he walked in with this painting, She instantly loved it. Lenore was smiling and looking at the painting. What a great painting. Earl, you're a genius. What are you doing? Where are your other paintings like this? This is fantastic. Please bring them in. Bring in the other ones. If you paint any other ones, just bring them right in, right away. We want them all. And she put it on the wall, the most prominent place in the gallery. And Earl was very happy. All his problems seemingly were over. And he has a lot of problems. Most of them financial. Just the night before, he'd been at maybe the low point of his life. He'd been driving around in his camper, his Winnebago, trying to sell the paintings and going to different galleries around Greendale and outside of Greendale. He was so depressed, he got back to town and he checked into the motel. He didn't want to go home. He checked into the motel with his laptop and got on the internet and tried to figure out a way to sell his paintings, maybe through eBay or something. He was watching TV, watching the Nature Channel, thinking about his life. So that was the low point for Earl. Kidding with what you say. What does it matter? You'll never hear it anyway. Gotta get past the negative thing. Lawyers in business, you get what you bring. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now and then give it hell. David came up. Now you gotta pay up. You didn't count on that. Geez, half the money's gone. A month is still young. Where are you gonna go now? Gotta trust someone. Someone you trust. Gotta be careful. Friends. Can't go to your brother, 'cause that money's all gone. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Some
more big score? Where are you gonna go now? What are you trying to prove? Try to get closer, but not too close. Try to get through, but not be through. No one can touch you now, but I can touch you now. I can touch you. You're invisible. You got too many secrets. Bob Dylan said that, something like that. You'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. So